what and where to dine and drink in the Coachella Valley. Introducing you to eateries from family diners to fancy five-star restaurants and the home of the most interesting adult beverages. This is Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Delish Dish. We have got another packed show today. We're very excited about all of our guests that are coming on. But we have a co-host today, Julie Montante. She is the owner of PSA Organica and soon the Bank Lounge.
Yes. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, people ask me lately how I'm doing, and my response is one day at a time. You know, I get up in the morning. One of the things that's when you work for yourself, it's really important, as you do, you have to have a regular routine. That's how you get things done. If your schedule is all over the place, it's hard to really move forward. And so every day, even during this time period, I get up, I do the same ritual, I get my coffee, I do a little exercise, go for a little walk, and then make sure that I get right to the computer and start working. Because that's what keeps you sane.
You know, Jeff, I know, you know, I'm still blessed to work, and we're out there helping people and making sure that people get their meds and get the items that they want to keep themselves calm through this situation. And, you know, I do the same thing. Other than social events and city events, I'm still doing the same thing, basically.
Yeah you are. Let's give your website the first time, and then we're going to bring our first guest. So the website is psa-organica.business.site, and you're going to explain to me all about that. But you can do a search on Google, just PSA Organica, and your site will come up. We have never had this guest on our show before, and I've been to his restaurant many times. So excited. How are you doing today, Paul?
Hey, Jeff, I'm doing awesome. How are you?
Good. We have joining us Paul O'Halloran. He is the owner of Paul Bar on Vista Chino in Palm Springs. And you have had to, just like everybody else, have to change your business model a little bit. You're fortunate you are still open, and you've got customers that are coming for takeout. Give us an idea of what the mental process that you've had to go through, and staff-wise, what you've had to go through to keep things going for Paul Bar.
Sure. Well, it was sort of like the decision to continue sort of changed for me when they said we could sell alcohol to go. And, you know, we're a bit of a boozy town, so I thought, why not, you know, jump in with and see how it goes. And it's going great. People have been really awesome and very responsive. I've been doing the social media thing and sort of promoting it. As far as staff goes, that's sort of the saddest part. I mean, I wish I could keep everybody on board, but without any customers, it's sort of pointless in the restaurant business. But I am getting paychecks to four different employees every week. So that sort of makes me feel good. I'm not so much concerned about myself as I am my employees, because we are like a tight-knit family, but such a small operation, you know. So once we were able to figure out how to do the to-go thing, you know, which is not our thing. I always used to joke that why can't a nice restaurant have a drive-through window? And now I've got one. It's the whole entire parking lot.
let's start off talking about your to-go cocktails. I went on your website and I printed off your to-go menu and your cocktails. You guys are well known for your cocktails. You've got an incredibly cool bar. Tell us about your Manhattans and all that you're able to do to-go now.
Yes. Well, I had to get all fancy, and I immediately bought mason jars, and now it's sort of bit me in the behind because they're hard to come by. Who knew? Like, maybe everyone just started canning or something. I don't know if Pinterest is having some sort of promotion. But so now I switch back and forth from mason jars to plastic cups, and then we tape them up, you know, because you have to have them sealed. And we're doing our most popular cocktails, and they're selling like wildfire. The Black Manhattan is one of our most popular cocktails, and it's a rye whiskey with a Verna Amaro and some orange bitters. And that is our number one bestseller when we were normally open, and now it's our number one bestseller as a to-go as well. And it's about 2.5, almost 3 cocktails in the jar. So that goes great. And the frozen sidecar, when I knew I was opening up this restaurant, you know, I wanted to do all the things that in all the years I've been in the restaurant business, I paid attention to what were the best sellers in places. And frozen drinks are great sellers, but, you know, frozen drinks are frowned upon unless they're really great. So I came up with a frozen sidecar, and then we accidentally made a bourbon frozen sidecar. Normally a sidecar is brandy, and that was even better. So that frozen margarita machine, which, you know, was costly in the beginning, had paid for itself within the first couple of months because the sidecar became so popular. But now with this to-go, it's kind of like had its own sort of relaunch, and people are loving them to-go. So I would love it if we could just serve them all the time to-go in sort of New Orleans style. Even when this is all over, it'd be great if people could walk around Palm Springs with a frozen sidecar. I'll talk to somebody about it someday. And then my Cosmo. The Cosmo's so popular because it's the way the Cosmo was supposed to be. You know, it's not supposed to be just vodka and cranberry kind of a thing. It's we do it right with you know, lime juice and agave and just a hint of cranberry, and that's usually popular too. And then the margarita, which I think is the greatest drink probably ever created, arguably. Our margarita we're doing to go as well. And then if you want to do, you know, anything else that we have on stock, of course you can do it. I'm selling bottles of wine at like $20 a pop. And so people can take a bottle of wine to go with them as well. You know, we focus on cocktails because we're a bar, but the food is also very important to me as well.
So let me give the web address. It's paulbarps.com. Your phone number is 760-656-4082. What are your hours right now?
Sure. We're only doing to go curbside from 4 o'clock till 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. And so we get super busy at around 5:36, and it goes all the way till 8 o'clock pretty much. I would like to expand the hours at some point. I'm just hoping this is all over soon enough so we could all just get back together in the same room, for God's sakes, you know?
Exactly. And I watched the video on your website. You guys are like the hottest bar in the most unexpected place. Give us an idea of where you guys located and the experience you have when you first opened that door.
Right. When I walked into that bar in a primarily sketchy strip mall, I mean, that strip mall was pretty defunct, except for there was a marijuana store. There was an illegal marijuana store first, and then now there's a legitimate dispensary there, and they're great people. Then there's a Mexican market sort of at the end, but everything else, there was a mattress store that wasn't doing well. It all kind of was all very dilapidated. But then I walked into the room and there was this insanely beautiful wooden bar from a company called Wallace and Hins in Northern California. And it had been a sketchy dive bar for almost 30 years. And no matter who owned it, it just automatically turned into a sketchy dive bar. So, but there was this gorgeous, beautiful wood bar that should not be in a sketchy dive bar, you know. As a matter of fact, I had a retired Palm Springs police officer told me that the nickname for the bar for almost 30 years, no matter who owned it, was the felony bar. So, like,
where all the criminals hung out, huh?
Right, exactly. If they were looking for a felon, they would go there first, apparently. But but I saw its potential, of course. There was this beautiful wood bar, and then the room is not so pretty, but I knew that it could look pretty. So I call it the Wizard of Oz effect. When you first open that door in this sketchy strip mall and you see this beautiful room, it kind of transports you. And, you know, being a New Yorker for 48 years, it has such a New York feel to me, you know, a nice dark bar. I mean, we all love a bottle of rosé by the pool in Palm Springs, you know, but, you know, sometimes you just want to sit in a nice, sexy, dark bar, you know, and have a good bourbon or something. So that's what I saw. And then I just applied all the things that I paid attention to all the years that I worked for everybody from Bobby Flay to I even worked with Anthony Bourdain for a short period of time. All the things that I noticed that the general public or that people loved, I kind of kept in the back of my mind. And I knew that if I ever opened up a place, I would apply it. Even if it's things like chicken wings, at least they'll be the best chicken wings, you know, great burger, meatloaf and mashed potato Mondays, that kind of stuff. It's all the stuff that we love to eat, you know, and, there it is. The room just, you know, it sort of transports you.
Yeah, and you had mentioned that, you know, there's so many restaurants with 1,000 things on the menu. You wanted to be really good at about 10 things.
Exactly, yeah. You know, you open these menus and they're like 8 pages long and it's all like mediocre at best, you know. Guess what? You can't make pasta. You're not an Italian restaurant, you know. So if you just focus on 10 things and make it the best 10 things. I sort of learned that from Joe Allen in New York, who's sort of a mentor to me. And, you know, he has the best meatloaf in town, the best calf's liver, a really great burger. He, you know, and you're known for these things. And over year after year, people just come in and they order those things that they love, you know, and I wanted to sort of be that. And then the daily specials was sort of that idea, too. It's on Mondays is meatloaf and on, you know, Thursdays is pot roast and Fridays is fish and chips and, you know, that kind of a thing. So, yeah, I get excited about food. I was a bartender mostly for over 30 years, so cocktails are, and being Irish, it's sort of in my blood. But, you know, the food is something I could just constantly keep improving on, buying better ingredients and things like that, you know.
Which, who doesn't in Palm Springs love a great cocktail?
Exactly. Yes. We are a drinking town, thank God. But, so, right, and if it's done right, you know, I'm a backseat bartender. When I sit at a bar and I watch some of these younger kids make a drink, I'm like, ooh, that's going to be sweet, you know, just because I'm constantly counting in my head while they're pouring. Even when I make my own coffee at home, I count as I pour the milk. It's just a curse practically. But you just know how much is too much or how sweet is too sweet just by watching somebody make a drink. And if you get it right, you get it right. My bar staff is the best in town, I got to say, because we, you know, I train them to do it the way that I like that it's done. And Matthew Burkett is my bar manager, and he was a bar back at Mr. Lyons, and I trained him to be a bartender. And now he's my bar manager because he's that good. You know, he's got an innate sense. And most of my staff come from a long time of working at different restaurants and being very skilled. So I'm also really big on hospitality, you know. These days, it's hard to come by like really great hospitality sometimes. And it starts the minute, you know, the people that walk in the door, you know. It'd be nice to have somebody greet you when you walk in the door, you know.
Right. Tempt our palates with some of the great to-go items you have right now.
Sure. So sort of our biggest seller, and even when we're normally open, is the meatball. It's just one large meatball in an amazing house-made marinara sauce. So that it practically makes a meal unto itself. Of course, the burger has become super popular. I didn't know it would be as big as, you know, popular as it is, but it is. We have a beef burger, and comes with a little bacon aioli, and our French fries are amazing. It took me months to get the fries right. I was literally losing sleep over French fries. I saw one more customer hold up a French fry that went limp. I was going to kill myself. You know, it was just crazy that a French fry could make your hair fall out. But we got the French fries right, and now people agree that I had some of the best French fries I've ever had. The chicken schnitzel is my ex-mother-in-law's recipe. She was a German lady, not a nice lady, but a great cook. so her schnitzel recipe is spectacular, and we serve it with Brussels sprouts with some bacon. And, you know, schnitzel is just schnitzel. It comes with a giant lemon wedge, and you squeeze it on there. And our steak frites is popular, and the iceberg wedge is our salad, and chicken wings are great to go. And we also have a vegan yellow curry that is awesome. And we're going to make the vegan yellow curry better would be some chicken breast.
We've been talking with Paul O'Halloran. He is the owner of Paul Bar. If you would like to order curbside service, 760-656-4082. And his website is paulbarps.com. Thanks for coming on the show today, Paul. We can't wait to come over.
Thanks, Jeff. I look forward to serving you and everybody in the Coachella Valley. Thanks so much. And everyone be safe and take care.
And you as well. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
If you're curious about the best culinary experiences in the desert, we're about to feed your ears and taste buds. This is Delish Dish on iHub Radio. Now, here's Jeff Hawker.
Thank you to Paul O'Halloran. He is the owner of Paul Bar. Their website, again, is www.paulbarps.com. I also wanted to remind everybody the Jewish Federation of the Desert and Fine Food Bank partnered for the Rapid Response Free Mobile Market. And if you would like to give to this program, this is feeding the food insecure and giving hunger relief throughout the Coachella Valley. You can go to jfedps.org and look for their Community Relief Fund. So how are you doing today?
Jeff, well, we have to trudge through everything and keep our spirits up. You know, I send a lot of jokes out because I get so many. So I'm trying to keep people laughing. I send a lot of texts out to people all over.
That's the voice of Julie Montante. She's the owner of PSA Organica. One of the things that I wanted to bring you on today to talk about, a lot of people have anxiety right now. They're not sure what's going to happen. A lot of people are getting laid off. Give us an idea of products at PSA Organica that people can use that will calm them, get them through this process.
You know, Jeff, we have a great menu, and if you go to weedmaps.com to PSA Organica, you'll be able to look at our full menu line. I have to tell you that if you want to start with cannabis, your indicas, if you're very high intense or irritable or your anxiety is high, you want to stay with an indica. Indica means in the couch, which means you're able to sit back, relax, and sleep.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Where did that term come from?
Probably some stoners way back when.
They're like, oh, this sounds good. Indica.
Indica. And then, you know, if you're just kind of down, maybe a little depressed or need an uplift, then you would go to a sativa. A sativa would generally lift your spirits, make you laugh, give you enough energy to clean your house if you can't get off the couch.
Yeah.
And that's what a sativa does.
I keep hearing that time and time again from people who really have no business right now, that they just are sitting on their couch watching TV. This is a great opportunity to really come up with new ideas, do things that you haven't done in a long time. Like my father is learning how to play guitar. You know, he's 82 years old and he's learning how to play the guitar. But this is great because this will enhance that and give you the ability to get up and do something.
You know, I think this one thing about this virus is that it's made people be aware of their surroundings. It's maybe hopefully got families back together. It's made interaction with people more positive. Even though we're suffering right now, everyone's suffering. We have to be safe. But a little time, I think this is what everybody kind of needed. Maybe not the closing of the stores, but, you know, it'll all come back. You got to have a positive light and energy about it in order to get it moving again.
So you guys are fortunate that you're considered a, you know, a, what do you call it?
Essential.
Essential, that's the word. Mm-hmm. That, you know, you are for medicinal purposes, and it's important that people are able to come and buy your products.
Right. And, you know, because we are a tourist town and a hotel town, all sales in our industry are down right now as well.
Right.
You know, we have to keep the doors open because we have lots of patients that depend on us. And in another one of the weed groups or cannabis groups is called a hybrid. So if you want a little bit of both, a hybrid keeps you balanced. So I would recommend hybrids if you want up and moving and just keeping yourself balanced.
How many strains of cannabis do you sell?
You know, we have probably over 75 to 100 strains of different types, different flavors, different THC counts. You know, we go into, once you're into the cannabis and done with the cannabis, you can also move to the edibles. And legally, we have 100 milligrams in all of our cannabis, sectioned out.
That's the max.
Right. And sectioned out to 10. It's divided into 10 milligrams per dosing. And you can, you know, if one doesn't work, you have to wait about 35, 40 minutes, and you can take a little bit more. I always tell people start with quarters if you're not used to it.
Wait, so you're telling me that those chocolates, you're not supposed to take three or four at a time?
And John, no, John.
Does that explain why I got lost?
That's the voice of John McMullen.
No, John. That's bad, bad.
Oh, okay.
Yes. You got lost? Where did you go?
Nowhere.
Did you wander
the
streets?
I was in my office, and I just got lost one day. I was like, oh, that tastes good. I think I'll have another.
But see, that's a really good thing, because that spurs creativity.
They're just little bite-sized things.
You know, the chocolate, a lot of people love to be creative with the edibles. It makes them, what's the word, when you're out there in space, and just makes you very creative.
Ethereal.
Well, and expands your mind.
Right. And if you take a look at our building now, You can see that my bud tenders have created the outside, and it's a beautiful painting.
Beautiful
and
mural. The
amazing.
Whole side of the building.
Yeah, we just, you know, we got ready for Coachella, and then when it didn't come through, I needed to give them artistic ability to do something because, you know, I don't want them crazy.
Yes. If you want more information, and go to PSA Organica. They are located at 400 East Sunny Dunes Road in Palm Springs. That's right near the intersection of South Palm Canyon Drive. Their phone number is 778-1053, and go to ps-organica.business.site. You are listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio. We'll be back in a minute with Julie Montante.
Don't you hate that moment when you're like, where should we go to eat? And you realize you're probably just going to settle for the same old, because, well, it's just easy. Ready to experience a taste of the Coachella Valley? Okay, you're in the right place. It's Delish Dish with Jeff Hawker on iHub Radio.
Well, we've got lots of great places to eat. What's your favorite place in Palm Springs?
Oh, you know, I love Trio, and I love, what, 489?
We had Trio, yeah. We had Mark, or Tony Marchese on the show last week.
He's so sweet, yeah.
Yeah, they've had to go through a lot during this time. They're basically closed, so.
You know what a nice thing about our town is that everyone takes care of everybody. They're always right. Looking to help and get takeout, so. You know, and the city council's trying very hard to get everything done. I think Jeff's doing an amazing job, you know, our mayor. So yeah.
Hopefully we'll get things back on track soon.
Definitely.
Joining us on the phone is Mark Van Lannen. He is the owner of On the Mark. That is our
How are you?
Incredible charcuterie store in downtown Palm Springs.
Hi, Mark. I love
you. Thank you. Hi, how are you? Thank you.
So
we're surviving.
Yes,
a little.
So On the Mark is your address is actually 111 North Palm Canyon Drive, but you are actually on Museum Drive, correct?
Correct. Yeah, because 111 is the name of the whole complex, and we're actually 155 Museum Way, and they're all finding us though. And you know, I'm just thankful that we're able to keep our doors open, and I'm still able to keep my employees employed. You know, we're definitely down, but I'm making enough that I can keep my staff going and still buy merchandise that, you know, people are looking for. And we're listening to our customers, you know, whether they're saying, we need steaks, we need chicken, we need eggs, we need milk, we need flour. And that's what we're bringing in. But ours is a little step up because we're a gourmet shop. And boy, it's working. And our locals and our regulars are all following me and keeping me going. Thank God.
Well, and there's a huge movement to support everyone locally to make sure that you guys do survive. So you guys are located, if everybody knows where Tommy Bahamas is, right on that corner,
right.
You're in between Tommy Bahamas and House of Pokey, our other favorite
Correct.
Restaurant.
Right. Yeah, in the House of Pokey, I mean, they're also, I mean, Tommy's had a close, but House of Pokey, good neighbors, they're open, and we're just really supporting each other, keeping each other going.
So what are you selling the most of right now? Are you still doing a lot of sandwiches to go?
We are. You know, our sandwiches are doing really well. And the nice thing is what we did about 3 weeks ago, we offer free delivery anywhere in Palm Springs. You can order chips and salsa or a six-pack of beer, which has happened, and we've delivered. But we've been doing our steaks and our Jadori chicken and our burgers. We have these smoked pork chops we bought in are all doing incredibly well, you know, and, you know, so it's just more than just cheese and salamis. We're just and mustards and condiments. We're bringing in our pastas and pasta sauces are doing awesome, really good also.
You know, Mark, I miss you as my neighbor, but I've got to tell you, I think you try your best at helping and getting what people want. And you just have that love for what you do, and you've always had that love
I
for
do.
What you do.
Thanks. Yeah. You know, and the move actually was a good move, although this happened. But, you know, after 2 years of being in that space, we literally needed a bigger store.
You did.
And just to bring in a little bit more product that we wanted. Also, we can get more than five or six people in the store at a time, which is good.
And they don't have to sit. And they don't have to sit in the parking lot.
No, because you've got a nice outside area that's closed
in.
Yeah.
And our wine sales, I'll tell you, because of this, people are drinking. Thank God. And so, you know, we have a 20% off three bottles or more, and everyone's buying three bottles or more. So, you know, keep that wine consumption going.
Yeah, they're stocking up for sure. Everybody's saying, what happy hour? It's happy hour is all day now.
That's right.
Well, especially when you're working at home. How does anybody know that you're not drinking at 8 o'clock in the morning?
I know. So, you know, we kind of forgot that it's like Easter this coming up weekend. And this week, we've been getting a lot of Easter basket orders and anything from sweet to savory. And we tell them, whatever your budget is, we'll put a really cute basket together for you. So that's what we've been doing all day, is putting baskets together for people. You know, so it's kind of fun keeping us busy and going.
Well, and you've always been great at that. You know, many times I've come to you and I say I'm having a dinner party or we're going to a dinner party. And I say, this is my budget. And you say, okay, I'll work within that budget.
Exactly. We're doing a few platters, but mainly for two or three. So we don't do any more big ones anymore because, you know, you can't have those groups of people together. But people are still ordering the cheese and charcuterie boards, which is nice. And we keep getting everything in our deliveries. Thank God.
You're always so creative.
Yeah.
In that vein of promoting local, give us an idea of some of the local companies that you source products from.
Well, actually, no. We went to the farmers market here to find people that are like locally. We're having this. Christina's making breads for us. She brings them in on Friday. We sell out by Saturday. She does this incredible crusty sourdough bread. It is awesome. Also, Tutu's Chips, they're a local company. Actually, today we just got 300 bags in. They are so popular for a tortilla chip. People love them, but we sell through them like crazy. We have this local girl that's making some crackers for us, which is really, really good. I have our local Samantha, who's doing all of our baking for us. We just got all this beautiful baked goods in today. So, you know, we use as many local people's, our breads for our sandwiches we get from Townie Bagel and Bakery. Their breads and bagels are awesome. So, Granola Girl, this woman locally is making our granola for us. And, you know, things like that. You want to support as many people as you can here.
Other than the baskets that you're doing for Easter, what other kind of specialty items are you doing for Passover and Easter?
Well, you know, the funniest thing is Bubba, my general manager, he put together, he calls it the shelter, quarantine in style sale. And so we put like this dinner package together. One of them is we have these incredible whole chicken. So it's chicken, a bottle of wine, and cannolis for dessert. And so it's like a dinner for two for $60. The normal cost would probably be about $100. So we kind of put a package together, give them a little better deal. Then we have one that we're doing. It's like the hanger steak, little chocolate cakes in a bottle of red wine. And, you know, it's just kind of make it fun and interesting and putting these little dinner packages together for people. We bundle it up. They take it home and they get everything they need. So it's kind of cool.
I would imagine because people can't social gather that people are probably wanting to do more romantic dinners these packages that you're putting together are perfect for that.
Yeah, right. We're doing a lot of donation of sandwiches to the emergency rooms here. We'll just pack up a bunch of sandwiches for 20 and bring them over there. Here you guys have some lunch. And we're doing the same thing for the fire department and the police department. Keep our boys going. And, you know, they're all supportive of us, and you got to support them.
John just says, what about iHub Radio? I know last time when you came in studio, you brought an amazing charcuterie tray to us. You've always been so good to us.
Now, you know, if I was there, I would have bought you a tray.
I know. Well, next time we will have you in studio.
Yeah.
So give us an idea of some of the specialty sandwiches that people can get to go. And all your sandwiches come with a choice of chips or deli salad.
Correct. So, you know, I'm from Wisconsin. We only have 6 sandwiches. Keep them really simple, really good. But all of our meats and cheeses that we use are all organic and very nice. So our most popular is called the Wisconsin. I'm a good Wisconsin boy.
You are.
And we ate a lot of salami. I am. I know how to milk, too. I used to help my farm boys milk their cows. But, you know, the Wisconsin is like an Italian. That's one of our best sellers. Then, our, of course, our Midwest turkey. We have an incredible tender roast beef. We have a really spicy chicken sandwich that people actually, more people buy that because it's got a nice kick to it. Our smoked ham is just really, really tender. And then we do a veggie, you know, which is going to be a tapenade, tomatoes, cheeses, you know, just to, for the vegetarians out there.
That all sounds wonderful. Fun.
And it's all, you know, all done on, we get our bread in probably every other day. Still, from Townie, you know, they're going, God, you guys are going through some bread, I know. I said, thank God for our neighbors.
Yeah, yeah, I know Townie's been doing a lot of to-go as well.
So, yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Well, you know, we're all going to get through this. This is a pain in the butt. And it took a while for it to sink in that, wow, I can't believe this is really happening. And boy, it is happening. And, you know, hey, I have my 90-year-old mother with me right now. And, you know, but thank God she likes to drink.
What's your favorite libation?
I'm a wine drinker. So mainly, it depends on my mood. I drink more reds than whites. But I just love wine. And a little vodka here and there, but. I drink more wine than anything.
That's me too. I love my vodka martinis, but then I love my red and my wines.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the show today. That's Mark Van Lannen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. He is the owner of On the Mark. And his website is onthemarkpalmsprings.com. Give us your hours.
We're open every day, and we're open from 9:30 until 6. Sunday, Easter Sunday, we're going to stay open from 11 to 3. So we'll be open Sunday for a few hours for people that need some last-minute things. But, yeah, we're open every day.
And if you would like to do a takeout or a delivery order, you can call 760-832-8892. Again, thank you, Mark, for being on the show today. Their website, again, is onthemarkpalmsprings.com.
Thank you, you guys. So, hey, happy Easter, everyone.
You
happy
too.
Happy Easter. We will see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thanks. So I know you love their food. You were there all the time when you had your store right down the alleyway from them, or parking lot, I should say.
You know, he's such a pleasant man, and he helps the community so much. And he's, you know, we got along fabulously. You know, I'm sad to see him go, but he did need a bigger space, and now he has a patio.
So. Well, that space that he was in at 777 North Palm Canyon was our Palm Springs Bureau of Tourism office.
I remember.
A long time ago.
Yes.
Till they moved over to the convention center. So what's new and exciting in the cannabis world? What is there any new strains that have come out recently? I mean, you said you had over 70. You're always shopping for new products.
You know, in the edible, as far as strains, there are always new ones. It depends on the high THC count. You know, we like to get a high THC count between 27 and 34, and that's very good. And again, all at the same price. And I want to tell the people that if you want to come in, we do have specials. Ask your bud tender about the specials that we carry. But a lot of new things in edibles. We now have new microwave cannabis popcorn.
How great is that?
You know,
two birds with one stone. You're just eating and you don't even have to go get the popcorn after you eat
right.
or smoke.
You know, and we have new honeys and new teas that are fabulous. They're coming out. The BCC is allowing more and more. And so as we get going, I'm hoping one day we can get ice cream back again because ice cream was really good at one time.
Yeah, delicious. Yeah.
So, you know, we will be also open Easter from 7 to 2. I mean, sorry, 9 to 2.
What are your regular hours right now?
Our regular hours now are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, so you haven't changed. You're open 7 days a week,
right.
9 to 7.
Correct.
Your bud tenders are there to help everybody on what strain to get.
Yep, we all are.
So their website, again, is psa-organica.business.site. But just go on Google and just do PSA Organica, and it'll come up. You'll be back in a minute, and we're going to have Bill DeLacampo from Nature's Health. He's going to talk to us about things to keep you healthy. You're listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.
You need not be a foodie to listen to Delish Dish. Just keep an open mind and have a good appetite for finding the best there is to eat and drink, from the funky to the fancy, across desert cities. Here's your gastro guide, Jeff Hawker, on iHub Radio.
In fact, I am your gastro guy.
You're the Delish Dish.
Yes, we're social distancing here in the studio, but we're having fun. Joining us now on the line, I wanted to make sure that people were getting information about how to stay healthy through this COVID-19, as Bill's coughing in the background. Our resident health expert with Nature's Health Food Cafe is Bill DeLacampo. How are you doing today, Bill?
I'm well, thank you, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. Give us an idea on what people can do right now to stay healthy.
Okay, well, first of all, as you said, we are Nature's Health Food and Cafe, located in Palm Springs, California, on the southwest corner of Ramon and Sunrise. Our store is open, Jeff, regular business hours from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. during the week, 8 to 6 on weekends. We're open because we have the groceries and the cafe still open, over 100 items on the menu, all organic, vegan, vegetarian. So we're open, but we do require, of course, that you wear a mask. No one's allowed to be in the store to eat. You have to take your food for takeaway only. So, Jeff, thank you for having me on the air. Right now we're promoting a lot of the essential oils, which would be, of course, the clove and eucalyptus oils. You could put it 2 parts clove, 3 parts eucalyptus on your mask. No virus will live in that environment, so it's not just wearing the mask. All our associates in the store are wearing clove and eucalyptus in their masks. Of course, with the thieves oil as well, thieves from Young Living, we're spraying that in the masks as well. We're promoting right now, which is graviola. That kills everything, over 1,000 strains of fungus. That kills cancer cells. That has niacin. That has so many things that I could speak 30 minutes about that product.
Hey, Bill, can you say that again? You cut out a little bit and talk a little bit slower, because that's a lot of information.
You bet. So it's soursop, which is graviola. We have it in the store. Currently, I have plenty of bottles of that. That is 8 years old. It's been fermenting. It's powerful stuff. Great for virus. It kills cancer cells. The list goes on and on and on. We are also recommending, of course, the vitamin C. We're recommending magnesium iodine for infection, and that also does so many things for you. You can read about it. But these are the products that we're recommending, and, of course, chlorella. Remember, Jeff, every time you go into the hospital, people have oxygen. They have it in their nose. Why oxygen? Why do they promote oxygen so much in the hospitals? Because oxygen, every single cell in the body stores and requires oxygen. Oxygen combats virus and infection, which is what we're having the issue with right now.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I take, too, along with the chlorella, is the bone broth that actually feeds the bone marrow in your bones as well, that also provides oxygen.
And that's where, Jeff, stem cells are created, from the bone marrow, especially when you have magnets. We have a clinic where we're sending people to for biomagnetic therapy. It's antimicrobial, antibacterial, antiviral. This is powerful stuff. The magnets totally help with virus, as well as protecting yourselves by building up the immune system. Powerful stuff that we have in the store. Very affordable, very effective. We've seen it work time and time again.
What sells the best? What form? Powder, pills, liquids?
The soursop is in a tincture form. It's in a liquid form. The chlorella is in a tablet or powder form. That's powerful. You should be taking it every day. And then the magnesium iodine, so it's gone through the electric magnetic field, so it's no longer at a cellular level, it's at an atomic level, like the atomic bomb. So it protects our carburetor, our thyroid, which is powerful. And every single cell in our bodies stores and requires iodine. Powerful products, Jeff. Very affordable.
Explain to us what soursop is and how is that derived?
Soursop is a fruit. It comes from the southern hemisphere, which we bring in specialty. There is no other health food store in the United States that has this product. We're bringing it in direct from south of the border. It's organic, Jeff. It's 8 years old, fermented. It's powerful. This is what they make chemotherapy from as well. It has like the apricot seed, B17, kills cancer cells. But the profile of the soursop, the graviola, is huge. You can go online and go into detail about this. The list goes on and on. It's a powerful product, and we are taking 10 drops in the morning, 10 drops in the evening, every day.
Is that
high in antioxidants.
Is that derived from the plant that kind of looks like a pineapple, but it's comes from like Africa, or it comes in tropical countries?
Yes, that's exactly the fruit right there. And we even have it fresh, frozen in the store. We're making drinks, smoothies, which is the soursop, graviola. It has an array of herbs and not fruits, but plant-based products that we mix with it. So garlic, ginger, asparagus, cucumbers, beet, carrot, celery. So it's like a smoothie. It's called our, for lack of better terms, it's just our power drink. It kills cancer cells, virus. This is huge. We have it fresh frozen in the cafe. We're serving it now. We can't keep it on the shelves. The soursop tincture is huge. The magnesium iodine, of course, the vitamin C, and then the chlorella, because the chlorella is huge. These things are going to detox heavy metals from us. They'll protect us from the virus, the infection. We can't stress it enough. And we have these products, and they're very affordable right now. And the first Wednesday and the third Wednesday of each month, we do a 15% discount on the entire store and the supplements. So those people that are tight on the budget, that's the day to come in. First Wednesday, third Wednesday of each month, we do a 15% discount for our customer appreciation day.
You know, I've studied that plant because I was curious about that fruit, because when you open it, it stinks to high heaven. And it's a lot in Hawaii. It grows. I don't know if you people see those big trees with the big green fronds, and you see something that looks like a pineapple, but that fruit is actually eaten. Elephants use it for digestion when they eat all the berries, the fruit and the leaves and the thorns. It actually cleans out their system. And in Africa, they use it for medicinal. They boil it down and use it for medicinal purposes.
It has over 100 medicinal properties. It's powerful. We also have the leaves, $15 a bag. You can make a tea out of it and drink it. It's used as a topical. Animals will drink this if they're sick. My dog, who has never been vaccinated, 13-year-old Rottweiler, literally will drink the soursop when something's wrong with him. We use it as a topical for numerous things.
Well, Bill, we're going to have you come in the studio, because you're always a wealth of information, keeping our listeners safe and healthy. Their website is natureshealthfoodcafe.com. They are located at 555 South Sunrise Way. That's at the intersection of Ramon Road in Palm Springs. Hours, 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. To go only right now, but you can get order your smoothie and have it ready when you get there. Thank you, Bill, for joining us today.
Jeff, thank you very much. Many blessings to everyone.
Always a pleasure.
Bill.
Thank you, Julie, for coming on and being my co-host today.
Thank you. It was fun.
I love seeing your smiley face, and it's always great laughing with you.
Thank you, Jeff.
You've been listening to Delish Dish on iHub Radio.